When you think about money, do you feel ashamed? Do you just not want to deal with it? Heck, you don't even want to have your conversation with yourself about it. Hi, I'm Jacqueline Kreider, and welcome back to another episode of Financial Mastery Simplified. On this podcast, we talk a lot about different kinds of money tips, tricks, tools, whether it be practical advice or even a little bit more in-depth, where we dive into the emotional aspects and the nitty-gritty, and that's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk a little bit about shame and shame surrounding money, because whether you want to admit it or not, it is something we all deal with on different kinds of levels. And so let's talk about that. Now, let's say that you open your bank account and it feels like every time you open your bank account, you just feel like a failure and you've been busting your ass and you've been making smart choices, and yet you feel like you're doing your best and it's not a numbers problem. So this is a guilt and a shame problem. And it is something that, unfortunately, with the society and how we have been raised and how things have gone, we feel a lot of guilt and shame about money. And people don't want to talk about it. Heck, they don't even want to consider that that is what it is. And please understand, I'm going to start this episode out by saying, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have any level of personal accountability, right? You know that I talk a lot about being intentional, and you do. You need to be intentional with the decisions that you make and the things that you're looking to do. However, intentionality does not mean that you browbeat and you guilt yourself to death, especially about something like money. And the challenge is, as a society, we have just tied so much of our self-worth and so much of our success around money. And I get it. Money is, you know, going to be a decent indicator of success for a lot of people. But the truth is that a lot of times you can't reach the level that you want to reach until we start stripping back some of this stuff and really digging in to where the guilt is and why is the guilt coming up? Why is the shame coming up? Okay. And so starting off, we're going to talk a little bit about some of my own personal story and how that has affected me. Okay, so for those of you who've been listening for a minute, you know that I actually grew up in a house that was fairly intentional about teaching money. I know some people have not had that experience, but I was blessed with parents that thought that at least the practicality of money was incredibly important to teach in the home. And so I got to learn a lot about that at an early age. In fact, I must have been maybe 6 or 7 years old, maybe even younger than that. My mom started what I like to call the baby food jar thing. Okay. So what is the baby food jar thing? So the baby food jar thing was, she had taken 3 baby food jars, stripped the piece of paper off of them, and then each got a label. One said spending, one said savings, and one said tithe. So what happened here is the weekly allowance that we had to earn, myself and my brother had to earn, we got those monies distributed in equal parts into spending, saving, and tithe. So what my mom was trying to teach us here is that number one, our household, we are religiously Christian. And so making sure that we're giving God his peace. So that's the tithe piece, right? That was non-negotiable. That had to go to the church. And then the other two pieces were that you got that money and you could either take both pieces, put it in spending, go to the store, get the thing, or you could put the stuff into the savings account. And if you waited a week, it doubled. Now, I mean, that was pretty great interest. But of course, the goal here by my mom was that she wanted us to be encouraged and realize that through the vehicle of savings, that we could go ahead and, you know, be a little bit more financially successful, have a little bit more money to do things. And truthfully, that philosophy, that thought process, that wasn't wrong. The challenge comes in that as a child, I actually liked and enjoyed toys, and I wanted to spend money and things like that. And so what I didn't realize would kind of happen here is I started kind of creating a little bit of shame around when I spent money. Why? Because, you know, I was taught that it was a super good thing, this highly moral thing, to just save all of the money as opposed to going ahead and being able to just spend the money as I saw fit. Now, looking back, and of course, you know, this is not my mother's intention. My mother wasn't trying to guilt me about money, okay? That wasn't the intent here. However, what ends up happening is that some of these things happen over time because of the fact that we have well-meaning parents, right, who may want to teach us or help us understand about money. And then we have society that is making it the gold standard that you just need to live in all of the savings, okay? And then we have another layer that I'll talk about where when the sort of YOLO attitude came in, right? You only live once. And you had songs like Katy Perry talking about spending her rent money on bottle service at the club, right? So now you have these even more challenging emotions because not only do you have the fact that society has been preaching to us for multiple decades and through generations of people that...
Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsors.
Imagine having the power to control your financial destiny no matter where you start. Welcome to the Financial Mastery Simplified course and resource platform, where financial education is tailored to your unique journey. We cover everything you need, from basic budgeting and saving strategies to advanced investing and retirement planning. Learn at your own pace with lessons that match your level of experience. Whether you're a beginner or looking to enhance your financial knowledge, join our community of learners and benefit from shared insights and expert guidance. The Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform equips you with the skills and confidence to take charge of your financial future. Ready to master your finances? Enroll in our courses today at the Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform. Start your path to financial independence now.
Visit us at fms.tips and fms.college for more information.
Hello, and welcome to PBJ Mortgage, where your home ownership dreams become reality. Today, we want to share why choosing PBJ Mortgage is the right choice for your home financing needs. At PBJ Mortgage, we're built on a foundation of values that drive us every day. Our commitment to educate, empathize, and empower our clients sets us apart in the mortgage industry. Our clients are at the heart of everything we do, and their success stories speak volumes. With years of experience, our team possesses in-depth knowledge of the mortgage programs, ensuring you receive expert guidance and the best possible rates. We offer a diverse range of loan options to suit your unique needs, including conventional, FHA, VA, and more. No matter your situation, we've got a solution. At PBJ Mortgage, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service. Our dedicated loan officers are here to guide you every step of the way, making the process as smooth as making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. We understand that time is of the essence, which is why we've streamlined our processes for efficiency and convenience. Transparency and clear communication are paramount. You'll always know where you stand throughout your mortgage journey. Reach out to us today to set up a call to discover your options. If you're ready to make your home ownership dreams a reality, contact PBJ Mortgage today. Let us empower you during this exciting journey. Phone number 4-693-733-107, www.pbjteam.com. Visit our website or give us a call to get started. We look forward to helping you secure your future home. PBJ Mortgage, where home begins.
Thanks for your patience.
You know, saving is the gold standard. We just need to like hoard away like misers. But then you have this weird juxtaposed position of, oh, by the way, yeah, but you should live your life, right? And so you should just do what you want to do all the time and YOLO and spend the rent money at the bottle service of the club. Like, you'll figure it out. And so now you've got these conflicting pieces of morality in a weird way, right? And this is creating like this deep confusion and guilt and shame. And especially when you're getting brought up, because remember, for those of you who, again, who don't know, we create our money story around 8 to 10 years old. Think about that. 8 to 10 years old. Like, that's between third and fifth grade. How do I know? Because I have nephews that are right at that age. And so we're creating this story, not even realizing like all of the weird impact that that is having and will have forever on our money story, unless we're willing to do something about it, unless we're willing to make a shift and make a change, right? And so that is one of those difficult and challenging things with all of us is that no matter where you're coming from, no matter how you were raised, you got a version of this, right? And you've heard me have other people on the show and they've shared their own personal experiences culturally on maybe how their family handled money, right? And things like that. And so it is shaped individually. But it isn't changing that this shame and guilt is why you don't want to deal with it. And you don't want to deal with it because it's easier not to. There's only one challenge here. If you don't deal with it, if you sit on the sidelines and you say, it'll figure itself out, and you just kind of bury your head in the sand on it, not only one, is it not going to figure itself out, but number two, the amounts of money that you do or do not get in the course of your life, right? Because of the job that you work or inheritance that you get, you win the lottery, whatever the case it is, money is just going to amplify that. It's going to amplify that story. And so you're never going to reach the pinnacle of financial success living life on your terms, whether that means that you live a very modest life and that's the kind of life that brings you joy, or the just top of the road, multiple properties, all kinds of businesses, all of the things. Regardless of which life you want to live, you're never going to feel deep, true success if you don't deal with the issues of guilt and shame. And so some common forms that this sort of plays out in real life is like guilt of overspending. And again, why do we overspend? There's all kinds of things. And I'm probably going to do another episode where I break down some of the reason we overspend, like from a psychological perspective, okay? Guilt of debt, which can also be in relation to overspending, right? But that guilt of debt, that feels like a moral failure, right? Like, oof, I have way too much debt. And then guilt of just not knowing enough, like financial shame because I don't understand. I don't understand the rules and whatever. And here's the thing. I do this podcast for a few reasons. Education is obviously the biggest one that resonates with me. However, the other reason I do this podcast is because I need you to hear this and hear this so clearly. I work in the financial space. I have spent my entire career in it, and not just mortgage. I have worked in mortgage for the vast majority of that time, but I've worked in property and casualty insurance. I've dealt with life insurance, right? Like I did the servicing on the back end of mortgage. So like I really understand that really clearly. I have like pretty much touched a huge amount of the financial space. I actually was going to go get my investment licenses as well. So I learned a lot, even though I never formally work in it. I learned a lot about investing stocks and how these pieces work and whatever. And I don't do it perfectly. So when you're thinking about the guilt of not knowing enough, you're never going to know enough. You will literally drive yourself to drink and beyond if you feel like you're going to know enough. You're not. I'm a classic overthinker. I'm a classic overachiever. I'm a classic dig in and ask all the questions. And I don't know enough to do every single thing the right way. And spoiler alert, even when you do know all the rules and the things you should do, guess what? You still don't always do them. I joke all the time about my stupid purple cups. I know not to buy another purple cup. Guess what I did last week? I bought a variation of a purple cup because I just really loved it. It just really brought me joy. And it brings me joy to change the stupid cup to match the outfit that I'm wearing. Yes, I know. I know that's dumb, but that brought me joy, right? And so it is that constant pressure that we're putting on ourselves that is perpetuating the guilt and shame and making us not want to talk about it and making us not want to take action on it and making us just be like, you know what? This crappy position that I'm in, whatever the situation is, like, I'd rather just stay there. But would you really? Do you really want to keep struggling in the way that you've been struggling? Whether that's because you actually don't have enough money or because you just don't want to deal with your crap that's underlying, I don't think that's the case. If you're listening to this podcast, if you've been listening to these podcasts, you care about change. You want to make a difference in a situation. You want to make it better, right? And so we have to step back and we have to remind ourselves to give grace, and that you can exist in a space where you hold yourself responsible and you also give yourself grace. Those two things can coexist. And I'll be real, for a very long time, I did not think that they could coexist. I didn't believe that. But it's true. Those things can coexist even when they seem like they can't. Other reasons that financial shame and guilt are plaguing you is my absolute fave. Industry experts and financial advice that's so rigid and so rule-following that you feel like there's no flexibility, you don't fit in that box, and no matter how hard you try to stuff yourself in the box, you can't make it work. And it's infuriating. I tried for damn near 2 decades to make myself fit into the box that just didn't fit me with all the rules and all of the things. And it's why I'm so the anti Dave Ramsey. I think the man has great intentions. So please, if you love Dave Ramsey, don't come at me. I know. But the truth is, it doesn't matter how many times I tell you to follow these particular rules. If we're not dealing with the shame, the guilt, the scarcity mentality, the crap underneath the surface, you're not going to be able to succeed at them. And not only will you not succeed, it will make it worse. Why? Why will it make it worse? Because guess what? You tried to do the right thing. You didn't succeed. And in your brain, you're not remembering that it's because of the underlying issue you haven't dealt with. Because remember, you've been stuffing that bad boy down deep and pretending like he doesn't exist. The real, and then because of that, you have guilt. Because again, you failed. Didn't follow the rule right. You jacked it up. And there it is, perpetuating guilt that never seems to end. I need you to understand something. Your financial choices, they don't define your worth. Your alignment does. And again, this coming from someone who was out of misalignment for a long, long time. And even some days, I'm not in alignment. I have to work every day to pull myself back to alignment, to fight my brain against that constant barrage of guilt and shame and frustration. And I didn't do it right. And I didn't follow the rules and all the things. I'm right there with you. But if you're not willing to dig deep and you're not willing to ask yourself hard questions, and you're not willing to do the work to peel it back and figure out for you, not for me, for you, what's holding back and what's causing the guilt and the shame, you're never going to get to where you want to be. You just won't. And that's not me being a jerk. And if you want to stay in the uncomfortable mess and just keep seeing the pattern repeat over and over and over again, that's on you. That's your call. I firmly believe that people can live whatever life they want, a life on their terms. I believe people are powerful beyond measure, that you can literally get to wherever you want in life.
Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsors.
Welcome to Financial Mastery Simplified, your go-to podcast for making smart money decisions. We break down complex financial topics into easy-to-understand advice you can use every day. Our experts cover everything from budgeting and saving to investing and retirement planning. We give you the tools to take control of your money and build the future you want. With Financial Mastery Simplified, you'll feel informed and empowered to make the best choices for your financial health. Tune in to Financial Mastery Simplified on your favorite podcast platform. Start your journey to financial confidence today.
Visit us at fms.tips and fms.college for more information.
Welcome to House U, where we believe in the power of education. At House U, we're more than just a brand. We're your partner in home ownership, dedicated to educating, equipping, and empowering you every step of the way. Education is at the heart of everything we do. We offer comprehensive resources designed to make home ownership simple and accessible for all. From understanding mortgage options to mastering home maintenance, House U provides the knowledge you need to make informed decisions with confidence. We host workshops and seminars, bringing together experts and community members to share insights and build a stronger, more informed community. Because when you're educated, you're empowered. House U, home ownership made simple for all. Visit our website or contact us today to start your journey with House U. Empower yourself with knowledge and embrace the joy of home ownership.
Thanks for your patience. Now back to our conversation.
But the reason that I know that that pattern will hold true, no matter how much money you have or you don't have, the easy example is people who win the lottery. Go look at what the statistics are for people who win the lottery and who end up in the exact same financial position that they were in a year, 5 years down the road, right? And how awful and sad is that? And why is that? Because they never dealt with the root of the problem. And if you don't deal with it, if your soil is crap, we'll give the analogy of tilling soil, right? Anybody who plants knows that if you plant a plant in crappy soil, maybe it grows, but it's not going to grow as well. It's not going to flourish. It's not going to be all the things you want it to be if you do not get that soil prepped. The soil prep is digging deep, literally. Get your trowel in there, dig in, pull back all the stuff. Start putting in all the good, right? All of the good mindset stuff and the resets and resetting your body, your nervous system, right? And learning, okay, what's caused this generational trauma and peeling back the layers and all the things. That's how you get to true success. It's actually the whole reason I created Financial Instincts Framework is because I know that there are people out there just like you who are listening to this who are like, you know what? Maybe I've been a little successful-ish, or maybe I just feel like I'm stuck and I can't find my way out. Well, guess what? You can. And actually, if you're willing to do the work, as long as you've got the right tools, you're going to do swimmingly. Like, I highly encourage anybody who's listening to this, if you want to come join Financial Instincts Framework, or maybe you're not quite there, but you'd like to kind of dig deep, I have like the Fast Track Financial Freedom Toolkit that kind of helps you do a little reset and start kind of getting yourself down the path. When you start seeing the positive momentum, it's amazing what changes. I'm not going to pretend and tell you that, oh, you do these little few steps and guess what? Good news. Everything's perfect and it's just going to be swimming from here. You do one little quick reset and boom. No, it's not like that. There's still days. There was still a moment when I pushed the checkout button on the 4,000th purple cup. And I was like, oh, I'm such a spender. Why did I freaking buy another purple cup? I don't need another purple cup. But the truth is, it's just one of those things that when push comes to shove, like when I need that little burst of joy, my purple cups make me happy. I mean, think about how many times I've talked about them. I use them as an example all the time, but I also use them because it's the first thing that comes to mind because I really do love my 4,000 purple cups, right? You have that thing too. And you don't have to have guilt or shame surrounding it. I know you think you do, but you're also not going to get to where you want to be if you're not willing to pull back the layers and you're not willing to ask yourself the hard questions and you're not willing to give yourself permission to heal. But you're also not going to know that stuff if you don't do the work. So my challenge for you is this. Let's talk about some practical actions that you can take right now to move forward. One of the practical actions, if you want the easy button, right? The one that's literally going to walk you through and just tell you how to do it as long as you're willing to put in the work, that's Financial Instincts Framework, 100%. You can literally go to the show notes and find the website and there you go. Boom. Get it signed up for, okay? If you want something that's going to help you jumpstart and you don't want to invest as much money, then you can do the Fast Track Financial Freedom Toolkit. They'll absolutely, it's low cost and it will absolutely start getting you in that mode, etc. You want something that you can do that is completely and totally free? You can start journaling. So journal, where do I feel guilt about money? What belief is underneath it? And start trying to ask yourself some of those hard questions, right? That is something you can do. Now, be aware, you need to create some level of accountability, either with a person or your phone, right? You can set calendar reminders. Because if you don't do that, I mean, part of the reason that Financial Instinct Frameworks has staying power is because we actually hold people accountable, right? But you can do that yourself. You just have to be diligent. And so you also can do some mindset shifts, some reframes. So what would I look like if I trusted myself? What would it look like if I trusted myself with money? If I dug deep and understood why I do the things with money that I do? So just start trying to reset yourself. And maybe you make a list where you do guilt-free spending lists, right? So whether that is purple cups, like me, or just a certain little dollar amount, you set aside an account where this is the money that is like the fun money. That's what my family always called it. My Oma, my mom always had a little envelope with some cash in it. And that was like they called it mad money. And that was like where you could just spend on something joyful, something that you really love and enjoy, right? And so you don't need permission to feel good about how you use your money or the ways that you spend your money. You just need to trust yourself and to start chipping back the guilt and the shame, right? And so again, pull back the guilt and find grace. because grace can exist even with personal responsibility. It really, really can. And you have to know that financial guilt, it is not your inheritance. Trust is. So take it back. Make the decision. Make the call that no one is going to be control the destiny of your financial future. It's going to be you. It's going to be you. I hope you found this episode helpful. It's something that I have been thinking about a lot about and having conversations a lot about with people. And so I just wanted to be able to share that. I just wanted people to know that financial guilt and shame does not have to define you. It does not have to be the reason that you don't succeed and live a life, your life on your terms. It just doesn't. See you back next week.